Mention Ybor City to someone in Tampa, Florida. They'll probably tell you about the great restaurants and clubs. However, this neighborhood began over a century ago thanks to a man avoiding a death sentence. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind, create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. You've probably never heard of Vincente Martinez Ybor, but his impact is still seen in the southeastern U.S.
Mr. Ybor had come on a journey that had started when he was 14, leaving Spain to come to Cuba, getting involved in the cigar business, which made him a millionaire, openly voicing his belief that the Cuban people should be free of Spain, which got a death sentence put against him.
David Alderman says Ybor decided to leave Cuba and begin cigar making in the U.S. in the 1880s.
He decided what he needed was a Gulf of Mexico port that had a cooperative local government, inexpensive land, and perhaps most importantly, a railroad station. Once the cigars were made, if you didn't have a rail that could get them up in 2 days to New York City, you had to go by ship. And the older they get, the worse off they are.
In the 1880s, Tampa, Florida was a fledgling community of about 1,000 people, but it had all of the infrastructure Ybor needed.
One thing to keep in mind, Tampa and Ybor was a one-industry town, but it was not a one-company town. You know, when you have upwards of 200 cigar factories in one metropolitan area, if you get fed up with Corral Wadiska, you can go work at VM Ybor. So they were not in this business of keeping people down. They paid them a fair wage. They were paid by how many cigars they made.
Ybor City remains, but it has changed since its development back in the 1880s. More from the old city that built Tampa next time as we travel the countryside in Ybor City, Florida. I'm Andrew McCray.